The upcoming 2020 census will continue its goal to count everyone once, only once, in the right place. And the upcoming census for the first time will show many more women farmers than ever before. Doris Mould is with Sunrise Ag Associates based in Wisconsin and past president of the American AgriWomen Association with state affiliates throughout the country, including the California Women for Agriculture. Doris, thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Well, thanks for having me, Patrick. I appreciate the opportunity.
We'll see more women farmers in America with the upcoming census, right?
The biggest thing that I think is going to be surprising to people is that when this next census release comes out in April, that we are going to see a dramatic increase in the number of women farmers. And it's not because necessarily that there are all these new women that have joined farming, but that women are finally being counted because we've started to ask the right questions.
Well, Doris, you were part of a group that helped make this happen to get these women counted, right?
I served on the panel that developed the question, so maybe I'm a little biased, but we actually thought that women weren't being accurately counted. We came up with some new questions to include on the census when they did the census test and tested out the new questions before releasing it out to the general public for response, that there was a 25% increase in the number of women farmers that were counted.
Doris, of course, these women have been working on the farm. They just weren't getting counted.
That's what I'm saying is the primary reason. We weren't asking the right questions because for so long, and it wasn't just the fact that we weren't counting women, we weren't counting all of the people involved in a farming operation, because for a long time, the census was just asking information on one person, one operator, and that has evolved over time. And so on that evolution, we have seen that women are involved in farming and ranching, but as we look at it, you know, one person, usually when you ask, who's the principal operator? Who are you going to count?
Well, of course, it's the male, the head of the family.
Right, the senior, yeah, the senior male, yeah, of the operation, yeah, right? And that's a cultural thing that we have in agriculture. So we count the senior male, and the senior male might be grandpa, who's been, you know, who owns the land, who's been involved in the, yeah, farming operation for a long time. We pay him respect, and we say, yep, he's the farmer. He's the principal operator. But then we're not counting perhaps his son and daughter. They're farming as well, and maybe the grandchildren.
And, of course, even great-grandchildren can be on the farm.
So we're talking all of these people haven't been counted. And so now the questions have finally evolved and changed. So we are counting more people. We're asking for all of the people that are operating the farm, men and women. And then they ask for specific information on up to four people that are involved in that farm.
So Doris, this just didn't happen at the Census Bureau. It took some work to help make sure these women and others are counted.
But many of us worked on it to try to move things forward, and I think we're getting closer. There are still some things that women aren't going to respond in some cases. Also, that the fact that it's the responsibility of the person who is responding to the census, so they may or may not include. You know, part of it is that we're dealing with decades of kind of entrenched cultural attitudes about women involved in farming and agriculture, and so we may not still get that count, but I think we're going to get closer. There are some of the responsibilities that weren't included. For instance, marketing was a big thing that got left off of this census as far as who does the marketing, and that's an area where a lot of women do a lot of work in, and so I think we're going to miss some women in that area as well.
Well, Doris, this is all great. Thanks for being with us today on the California Ag Today podcast.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity and really look forward to the future as we're going to change things for the better. We have a lot of opportunities and challenges where all women and men are going to be needed.